So this is Jasmine and Michelle on what I guess is our first podcast, kind of like a test. So this is just us talking about stuff. It's going to change from time to time, but it is what it is. So the other day I got to thinking, a civilized society is, built on a foundation to the adherence of a rule of law. And those laws come with a mechanism that allows for the respectful redress of people's grievances. They must be measured and methodical, or else you just spiral into chaotic anarchy. And that rule of law seems to carry an implied respect for one's person and property. The property part's pretty darn easy. It's straightforward. Don't touch my boats. Don't steal from me, break into my house or car or any other thing that has to do with property. But I got to thinking, what encompasses respect for one's person? Nope, not about this civil being civil in social settings. You don't call people names, you don't use finger gestures, that sort of thing. This is about respect for somebody as a person, someone that exists and lives and walks around. So part of this, I think, came from what was it? This is what, Saturday? Must have been a couple days ago when the U.S. Supreme Court had the or made the, and I'm gonna use finger quotes here, decision about the gender box on passports. And so, me being me, I had to go digging, and I noticed that depending on what side of the fence people were on, was it's 100% settled or it's 100% not settled. So while it says that they came down on the side that nope, you gotta do this, I noticed a couple of news organizations were saying that yes, but. And the but part was yes, they made that ruling pending the other court cases that are still active working their way through the system. So methinks that maybe this isn't as settled as some would like to have us believe. Now, I also wonder that if this is supposedly settled, does it not hinder somebody in their being the person they are from the same privileges and rights that others have? I mean, okay, would you not agree that you gotta have the country and maybe where you were born listed on your passport? I mean, after all, your passport is issued by the country that you're a resident of, right? It has to have some identifying things like what's your name? Maybe. maybe where, obviously where you live, maybe something about your birth or your date of birth. But isn't the rest, I mean, would you agree that the rest of that stuff is kind of extraneous? I mean, does it really matter what my gender is to the point of why do you even need it listed? I mean, would you agree with that? Am I off base there?
You want an answer to that
Yeah. I mean,
Well,
this is the whole purpose of social discourse. It's not to debate the issue in order to come out with a determination. It's to discuss the issue in order to gain more knowledge.
I mean, I think you said it right there. You did a little bit of digging, and this is like you said it was this is may not be the final verdict or how do you say it?
Yeah, that's basically what it is.
This ain't done. It's I mean we're still gonna wait for all the other court cases to, go through the courts in which, now, everything has to be decided in every state just to make something national to make sense, and then the Supreme Court will probably be able to actually rule on it, I imagine. So no, I don't think it's finite, I guess I would say, because
Oh,
it could be challenged.
I know what the phrase is you're looking for.
What?
Settled law.
Yeah, it's not
That's
settled
the,
law. Everything could be challenged.
yeah.
And even though, at the moment it looks kind of grim, it's like, they're saying one thing, but, they're also saying that it's not over. And, all the court cases that have been overturned lately, I mean, even if they settle it now, someone with a better argument can come along later and hopefully change the minds. But I don't want to get into that because that's a whole,
Well, no,
off topic, but that's what I'm thinking.
it isn't really off topic because, that's what this whole thing is about. So the other side of me looks at this and goes, I've noticed because you made me think of something. I've noticed that a lot of cases recently where the Supreme Court has, sided with or struck down something, it's been for the reason that well, yeah, we kind of agree, but based on the way this was presented and brought to us, that's not the right thing. So we're going to either side this way or this way because you didn't bring us the right color of rock. Go
Right.
find us another rock.
And I do believe they just they had a case last year they didn't quite settle on at the end, and then they wanted it to be represented but in a different character, and they had different questions. And I mean I'm starting to learn a little bit more about the Supreme Court lately because they ask questions, and and they can really make or break a lawyer's day by the questions they ask. So I mean, I know the court, I know the Supreme Court looks bad for us right now, but they seem to be, they're trying to get to the middle and, make good decisions. Some of them, I agree with, some of them I don't, but that's my right. But I said they could settle it now, make it, they can say we don't exist, but tomorrow we can put out another case, and, eventually we're gonna, with a good argument and some, a good voice, we can make the president. We obviously do exist, but
Yeah, I mean, when I
it's
pinch
just it
myself,
just
it
takes time.
hurts.
Yeah,
So I must exist.
but okay, so that goes to the part where I just think, we're just being, a lot of the stuff that I hear out lately is it's really, I mean, I spend most of my morning trying just to figure out, okay, which what is it, what is true and what is not, and what should I believe and what is finite, what is, pending, and it's a lot of back and forth because everybody's like, throwing up doom and gloom clickbait stuff, saying, oh, this is bad, this is good, that's this is this and this is that, and when it's not really settled.
Yeah.
Never, nothing ever really settled. It's really hard to find a reliable source that says, okay, this is settled and this is law. You
Yeah.
know,
And
because I mean, it's crazy.
the other part of me sits there and goes, you know, so think about this. All right. If I'm a car salesman, I want to make sure that cars are built such that repairing them is not something for the faint of heart, because if people find it more difficult to repair their car, they're going to be more apt to come to me to buy another one. So I'll make some money. Same thing with, you know, people now, companies, well, they've been doing this for a long time, planned obsolescence, or they get social influencers involved in ginning up the really cool feature of the next Apple iPhone, so they can have people lined up around the block that are just clamoring to buy it. So, are politicians and lawyers any different?
Nope.
No, it's a job for them. So, it's
I
not like, you know, okay, so what would happen if all of a sudden the crime in your area went to zero? Oh my God, the police would be sitting there going, what are we going to do? If people find out there isn't any crime, they won't need us. Oh, if people find out that we can make phones that will last forever, people aren't going to need to buy our next one. Oh, if people find out that this is the right law, then, oh, maybe they don't need as much lawyers or politicians. Ooh, I won't have a job. I don't know how to do anything but what I'm currently doing. You know, it's like, in many, many ways, everybody is like everybody else. You've got to keep ginning up some kind of issue to continue to make your vocation relevant.
Agree.
It's like we've got to find the next low-hanging fruit. You know, it's like the media. They've got to lead with the worst stories and get a jump on the other networks so they can get their viewership up and make more advertising dollars. And, you know, you places like, I was watching a video earlier today. A guy, he's Indian, and he lives in Toronto, Canada. And he's really, really smart, talking about how that Google is blocking people from being able to access ad blockers, because the
Okay.
ad blockers work by going and accepting every ad behind the scenes. You don't see them, and that screws up Google's algorithm for ad billing, because and being able to figure out, okay, a particular customer is looking at this kind of stuff, so we can create or tweak our algorithm to provide more of that similar kind of content, product, what service, whatever you want to call it, and make more money. But if everybody was sitting there and accepting every ad, then their algorithm just goes out the window and they lose money. And then they can't bill and then they become irrelevant. You know?
Unfortunately, I don't know much how that works, so
Well, I
I kind
didn't
of always
until
have
I
my own.
watched the video this morning, so you
Well,
know.
I don't even believe some of the videos.
Well,
Anybody can put out there on how something works, and then you can go find one that can say it don't
yeah.
work or it's complete bullshit. It's like the whole TikTok blocked Oracle because of some reason. On I thought that was funny.
Yeah,
Because I mean,
but you
some people
know,
say it works, some people say it don't, but it's
yeah.
just if you want to try it, go for it. If you don't, but I mean, but to the point, I mean, it sucks that we're given such a variety of one sided to the other. You have to really just decipher what do you believe. I
Yeah,
mean,
and
how do you take how do you perceive it, and how do you want to see it, and if it's logical to you. If it's logical to you, it makes sense to you. I mean, like some of the things that you're talking about make no sense to me. I mean, it does. I find it relevant, but I mean, it still is like, but I'm the total opposite. Sometimes I could be the total opposite of you, so.
well, I mean, everybody can be the total opposite of somebody else given a particular topic. Or, you know, so,
But you're
but.
talking about, the whole passport thing, and it's like, I don't see the need for the whole gender thing, but it's just like, out here with my transition, when I go to the doctor, no matter what, they ask me my preferred name, and they ask me my preferred gender, but they don't have to. I mean, it says right there on my, slip, I'm gonna have to use my legal name that goes with my ID with the legal gender that's on my ID. It kind of sucks that, I can change that, but the passports are not going to recognize that. But then again, I don't have a passport. I haven't gone through the process. So, I mean, but from what I understand, they're only going to recognize me by my birth certificate. And that's something I have not changed. And how they get if I do change it, how do they even get a hold of the old one? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's something I'm gonna probably dig into at some point to find out that, okay, if, 'cause I haven't had a passport in a gazillion years, and I almost remember that, yes, you had to supply two forms of ID, like a driver's license and your birth certificate. Okay. So if I do that again, all right, I don't recall anything on my birth certificate that shows that the one that I currently have was ever amended. Okay. So, for all intents and purposes, if I showed somebody my birth certificate, it says I'm female. So, that kind of implies that if I send that in, they're going to go, yep, here you go. No problem. Here's your passport. But I can also see them being devious enough because you God blessed know that they're keeping records somewhere. In my case, the state of Maryland where I was born, that there was a change. I mean, information never vanishes. It may wind up in a cubby hole that gets a bunch of cobwebs in it, but it never vanishes. So, does that mean they go back and go, oh, well, you used to be. Okay, fine. But that's not what you ask. You wanted to see my birth certificate, my current birth certificate. Here it is. It has F on there. My driver's license has F on it. Everything, Medicare has F on it. My insurance company has F on it. Social Security has F on it. Everything has an F on it. I guess I failed somewhere along the line. I should have studied harder, I guess. Yeah, whatever. So, you know, I'll check into that at some point if and when it becomes something that, yeah, I'm probably going to wind up absolutely needing something, but I don't know. Maybe I
I don't
will,
know.
maybe I won't. But anyway, I just found it really interesting, and
You're talking about that. I was just reminding myself of an article that I read lately about because I live right next door to Arizona, about the Arizona boy who no longer could play on the boys' team because his birth certificate had a clerical error when he was born. It says he's female, but he's a biological boy. But his legal first birth certificate says that he was girl. And they've tried to change it and everything else, and they still won't let him play on the boys' team.
Oh my God. See, that's what
And you wonder how idiotic these laws are going into effect.
Well,
All they're doing is hurting people. You know, even though, and I read the story and I believe the boy is a boy, but unfortunately his birth certificate says he was a girl, and they've gone and they've got the right corrections and all the legal stuff. They still won't let him play on the boys' team.
And there again, here it's another thing.
Kind of wish they have messed up on my birth certificate.
Hey, we all can't be lucky.
I know.
Then again, the other part of that is, what is it they're really, what's the real genesis for needing that on there? Okay, because if you're talking about a DNA based quote gender, how is that going to, I mean, the purpose of a passport is to identify somebody. Okay, if I'm dressed as a woman, I have breasts like a woman, my mannerisms are female, then don't you want the passport to be a reflection of that identity and not what may or may not be
Well,
around my torso?
if men weren't so perceived so much as liars and how do you say it? We're just males are just made out to be predators and they do stupid shit. And I don't know why they think females can't, protect themselves and, be respectful to themselves because the only people who are doing the real bad stuff are, males who are out there to do wrong. And I don't think transgender male to females are, some may be like that, but I don't think every single they have to believe that about every single one of us. And we have no, I have no intention on hurting any women. I can't even relate to a woman or a man anymore. So, I'm just staying in the non-binary in the middle, and I just wish they had a clear definition of that. So, I really don't. I mean, I hate the cis agenda, I want to call it, because I rather just, I'm more proud to be trans than anything else. I don't want to identify male or female, but it's nice when I'm dressed, feminine that I get respected and people say she and her. But it's just the same when I'm at work; they call me he and him and sir.
I don't know. I just,
But that's just my interpretation of gender things, because I mean, you could class if you have to classify stuff as in gender roles, yeah, you got your male and female, but with equality, any either gender can do it, either sex can do the same thing.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean,
Absolutely.
I'm not, kind of trying to get away from the whole traditional stuff, but I still have a predominantly, I still see everything in them has a male or female trait to it. So, yeah, kind of, I guess you'd call me
Well,
sexist
so
a little
it's like years ago, I remember that whenever you saw anything about some kind of sexual interaction between a teacher and a student, it was always male teacher, female student. I'm seeing a lot more of just the opposite. So the point, I guess, to that is if you take any segment or group of society, I think for the most part, you will find the same percentage of bad actors in that group as you will in the general population.
And you mentioned that, you know, I don't want to dox where I'm at. So, but, you know, the cases that we've, or the problems we have with our school districts down here, or even just in my small town, it's all been female and female teachers with male students.
Yeah,
We
I
don't
don't
get
know.
many of the, we don't get many of the male females, maybe one or two, but yeah, we get a lot of the female male, female teacher,
Yeah.
male student issues here. That's kind of weird, but
Yeah,
you know,
well.
respectfully, I know how it is to grow up here in a small town, and I could just see how that goes. And you know, it's whole, you know, it kind of runs into the whole, you know, hierarchy of the town. I mean, your name kind of, you know, the people that get pushed, you know, out there in the, you know, some people get pushed under the rug. You know, those are special, you know, families that have that name and that, you know, image that, you know, they're
Yeah.
able, and they got the power to hide themselves under, you know, get pushed under the rug. And then there's ones that, you know, don't have the same clout as the other people. And they're, you know, and they're just broadcasted out there. Like they're the worst person in the whole world. But it's like, hey, that person did it. That person did it. But we heard a lot more about this one than that one. You know, it just goes into the, you know, what are they feeding us today?
Yeah. I know. I guess we're probably not going to solve everything right now, but I just figured, it was interesting. Going through and trying to get all the information about the passport stuff that was all the flurry of, that you're not hearing a darn thing about today. I guess it missed its, or its 15 minutes of fame are over. So,
Yes, it
all
is.
right.
But, you know, I'm glad we got to try this out. And, you know, I hope if anybody listens to us today, you know, just don't always believe what you see out there and what they're feeding
Absolutely,
you. You
absolutely.
know what? Do your own research and, you know,
Yes.
make your own decision. I mean,
Yep.
I hope in the future, you know, you guys give us a chance to, you know, give us our views. And I'm no way trying to convince anybody to be one way or the other. I'm just going to say, you know, I just really want people to start thinking for themselves, get outside the box,
Yep.
and also be respectful for other people.
You got to do
And
that, so.
that's all I got to say for today.
All right. Well, it was nice talking to you, and we'll chat again soon, I'm sure.
I hope we do.
All right. Bye-bye. Have a good one.
You too.